born June 4, 1951 in Victoria, BC. She passed away on Christmas Day, 2023, with her daughter Sheena and partner Jack Jory holding her hands. She is survived by her daughter Sheena Careless, Matt Cavers, her loving partner Jack, sisters Kathy McNaught and Diane Wright, Dick, grandson Toby Cavers, her first husband and lifelong friend Rick Careless, and many friends. Predeceased by her mother Marion McNaught, father Gerald McNaught, sister Jill McNaught, and brother David McNaught, Caroline. Karen was loved by many and admired for her generous spirit and kind heart. Karen lived in Oak Bay, Victoria for her young life. She attended the University of Victoria from 1969 to 1972 for her teaching degree, where she also met Rick. She was an avid member of the UVic Outdoors Club, and she and Rick enjoyed exploring wild places, traveling BC and the world, and working together to preserve wilderness areas on Vancouver Island. They had one daughter together, Sheena, who was always the light of her life. Rick, as well as his wife Donna, remained close to Karen through her whole life, as friends, neighbors, and co-parents. Karen loved teaching and was an incredible and caring educator for over 33 years. She touched the lives of thousands of students and families across British Columbia as she moved to Mackenzie, Nelson, Smithers, Cranbrook, and finally to Gibson's in 1987. Even after her MS diagnosis meant she had to retire early, Karen continued to volunteer in schools, as well as with the Hospice Society, the Gibson's Playhouse, and on numerous nonprofit boards. After retirement, Karen met Jack, who became her caring and supportive partner for more than 15 years. Jack always saw Karen for the beautiful person she was, and helped her through her ongoing health challenges with compassion and patience. They were able to travel to Hawaii and Alaska together, and also enjoyed the pleasures of home, coffee on the deck, walks with Sashi the dog, gardening, and brunch at the Blackfish. Jack's love and unwavering support for Karen changed her life for the better, and allowed her to remain living at home and engaged in her community. Karen was so happy to be able to live close to her daughter, Sheena, and grandson, Toby. Karen was tenacious, resilient, and cheerful. She faced many health challenges, but refused to let them take away her positive attitude and community-mindedness. She was always the first to ask how she could help and what more she could do. Right up until days before she passed, Karen was taking on new volunteer jobs in the community. She will be sadly missed but never forgotten. Thank you to the staff at Sechelt Hospital and Vancouver General Hospital for their compassionate care at a difficult time. A celebration of life will be held for Karen at 2 p.m. on January 21, 2024 at the Gibson's Playhouse. In lieu of flowers, please make a donation in Karen's honor to the MS Society, Médecins Sans Frontières, Amnesty International, the Hospice Society, or the Gibson's Playhouse.